It's 8:04. I'm Rick Yanley with NHPR News. Good morning. An unexpected strong showing by Republican State Representative Frank Edelblue left the GOP gubernatorial primary too close to call last night, while Colin Van Ostern handily won the Democratic primary. Edelblue spoke to supporters.
And I have to tell you guys something. So these results are going to be coming in. It's going to be a very late night, probably, maybe even in the morning before we see the final results coming through. But what I can tell you is that Colin Van Ostern is not going to be our next governor.
Edelblue and Executive Counselor Chris Sununu are locked in a tight contest for the GOP nod to challenge Democrat Colin Van Ostern, with Sununu having a slight lead. It was a stark contrast to the down-to-the-wire race on the Republican side. Van Ostern emerged early on as the winner of last night's Democratic primary for governor. Former State Representative Jim Lawrence of Hudson defeated House Majority Leader Jack Flanagan in the race for the Republican nomination in the 2nd Congressional District. Lawrence received a little more than 40% of the vote to Flanagan's 28%. Lawrence previously ran for the seat, and Flanagan says he thinks that influenced the outcome.
I think it was just name recognition. I mean, if you take the other five people, I mean, we got 33% of the votes. I mean, that's an awful lot to overcome. So.
Jim Lawrence now faces incumbent Annie Custer in November. New Hampshire regulators are considering adopting the EPA's recommended drinking water limit for the contaminant PFOA. Monday, the New Jersey committee recommended a much lower limit for safe drinking water there. NHPR's Emily Corwin reports.
Perfluorochemicals like PFOA are found in Teflon and firefighting foam. They've contaminated drinking water near Merrimack and at the former Pease Air Force Base. And many affected here in New Hampshire argue the EPA's advisory level of 70 parts per trillion is just not safe enough. For now, that's the level New Hampshire has adopted. But these residents have been anticipating a report from a state-appointed committee of researchers in New Jersey, and that report came out yesterday. The researchers recommend drinking water contain no more than 14 parts per trillion of the chemical PFOA. That's one-fifth the amount recommended by the feds. However, the New Jersey level does only account for PFOA, while the feds level looks at more contaminants at once. Jim Martin with the state's Department of Environmental Services says it will take New Jersey's new recommendation into consideration as it sets its permanent enforceable standard. For NHPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.
In sports, Boston's lead in the American League East stands at 2 games over Toronto and Baltimore. Last night, the Orioles beat the Red Sox 6-3. It'll be partly sunny for a while today, turning cloudy this afternoon with a chance of some showers and thunderstorms, highs in the 70s and lower 80s. I'm Rick Yanley. This is NHPR News at 8:07.